having a high converting website is being able to attract and keep your prospects' attention. So the next website tweak that we want to encourage you to make is to add a clear header to the very top of your website. Now, when someone visits your website, the first thing that they should see before they scroll, before they do anything, is a clear statement that tells them exactly what you can do for them. And this immediate type of validation will make them more likely to continue browsing your website and ultimately wanting to do business with you. Hey there, you're listening to the Priority Pursuit Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping small business owners and leaders define, maintain, and pursue both their personal and business priorities so they can build lives and businesses they love.
We're your hosts, Kelly Rice and Victoria Rayburn, and today we want to share a few simple tweaks that you can make to your website to increase your website's conversion rate. Now, this certainly isn't the first time we've discussed website tactics on the show. You can go back and listen to several episodes about websites, but as a reminder, your website is the foundation of your marketing and communication efforts, and if built strategically, it can be your small business's most powerful marketing tool.
Yeah. And the key to what you just said is if it's built strategically, right? Yep. So it's not enough just to have a website. Your website needs to drive prospects to take action. Mm-hmm. And when it does, it will serve as a 24/7 salesperson for your business. And it will allow you to make your sales goals and gain strong leads while you focus, hopefully, on the other important aspects of your business. And, you know, as we talk about, you know, having a life outside of the office, that will help you as well. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So Kelly, on that note, let's get into today's topic. Obviously, websites are powerful. For those of you listening, there are six tweaks that we want to encourage you to make to your site to increase conversion rates, just so you know where we're going today. But Kelly, I know our regular listeners are not going to be surprised by the first thing that we are going to say, but do you want to go ahead and say it anyway?
Yeah, you know I do. And I know that y'all can guess kind of what I'm going to say, but you need to understand your audience and clarify your messaging first. And this is because if you want your website to convert visitors into paying customers, it has to be able to convey a clear message. And as we all know, clear messaging is communication that your ideal customers can understand quickly and easily. And it is literally the key to successful marketing. So for the record, and honestly, just to put it bluntly, if you'll allow, all of your marketing efforts and tactics, including building a website, are a waste of time and money and resources if your messaging isn't clear. So in regards to your website, studies actually show that if it takes longer than 5 seconds for a website visitor to understand what you offer, how you can help solve their problem, and how they can work with you, they are practically guaranteed to leave your site, which really just means lost business for you. So when your website has a clear message, though, it helps prospective customers quickly and easily understand how you can help them, how they can work with you, and they're much more likely to do the thing that you want them to do. So whether it's buying something or scheduling a discovery call, filling out a form, or downloading something, it will help them do that a lot easier. So for our regular listeners, I know that y'all are familiar with how to clarify your messaging, because I don't know, we've talked about it like a million times. But for our new listeners, and as a refresh, so if you haven't done it yet, to clarify your messaging, you'll want to write what we call marketing guiding statements. These statements are written guidelines that they really just position your business, and your brand as a trusted partner. What it really boils down to is that you're seen as somebody that's helping your customers, or helping your customer make their lives better, right? Solving their problems. And the process of writing these statements gives you the information that you need to write clear and concise, effective messaging for your website and other marketing aspects, of course, but like your social media posts, emails, and all of the things that you need to write words for, marketing guiding statements can help you do that, because your marketing cannot be successful without clear messaging. So to help you with this, we actually put together a free mini course that breaks down exactly how to write your marketing guiding statements. And you can access the mini course at a link in the show notes or by going to treefrogmarketing.com/marketing-guiding-statements. And by the end of this course, you will know exactly what to say to convert your prospects into paying customers on your website and in all of the other marketing materials and posts and all that stuff that you need to write. So again, you can access the mini course at the link in the show notes or by going to treefrogmarketing.com/marketing-guiding-statements and go do it, right? Go do it. If you haven't done it now, we've said it a million times, go do it.
And also, I guess, y'all, just so we're on the same page, I know we said that this episode would include quick tweaks you can make to your site to increase your conversion rates. And I promise that the next five are pretty quick, but it is going to take some time to write your marketing guiding statements, likely several hours, and then you may want to sit on them for a few days and come back to them and refine them. Clear messaging is just so daggone important to your website, in any facet of your marketing for that matter, that we just couldn't have an episode without mentioning it at least once.
Yeah, right. And when you take the time to write your marketing guiding statements, it's going to make like all of the next tweaks a lot easier. So Victoria, will you jump into the first tweak?
Absolutely. Now, okay, so we can't tell you how many times we have heard small business owners, leaders, and their teams say, and we have no idea what to write on our website. Well, if you write your marketing guiding statements, you are going to have almost everything you need to write your website copy. Then from there, you'll want to put that information into a story-based framework. Now, we're going to discuss what this means in a minute, but with the average human attention span being just 8 seconds or less, your marketing, including your website, has to quickly, very quickly, capture and keep your audience's attention as well as be memorable. And the most effective way to do this is through story. We, as people, naturally love and remember stories. While very few of us can retain lists and facts of statistics, we are actually 22 times more likely to remember the information, or to remember any information, when it is presented to us in a story-like framework. For example, you know, quick question, what did you study in history class as a freshman in high school? You probably can't remember. You probably can't tell me one thing you learned, let alone like what the whole topic of the course was. I mean, I know I can't. I don't even remember what it was. I just remember I saw Mr. Benner every day, but I can like tell you a very specific story that he told us, like how when he was 19 years old, he ate a piece of pecan pie at his girlfriend's parents' house and found out he was diabetic, and how his, you know, someday father-in-law had to take him to the hospital, and it was super embarrassing. Like, why I retained that, I don't know. I mean, it's because it was told to me as a story. It seems really oddly specific, but the fact of the matter is that we as people enjoy and remember stories. And as a small business, you can use people's love of stories to your advantage by turning your marketing, including your website copy, into a story. And to do this, your website copy needs to establish your small business as the guide who can help your ideal customer, who is the hero of your marketing and website story, solve their problem. Now, you can learn exactly how to do this if you go back and listen to episode 107, how to write website copy for your small business, how to write your home, service, and about pages. I know that's a really long title. I probably didn't need it to say the whole thing, but that's what it's called. Go back and listen to 107. We'll be sure to link to this episode in the show notes. But in this episode, Tree Frog content director Angel Toby walks you through how to write the main pages of your website using a story-based framework so that you can capture and hold your website visitors' attention and ultimately convert them into paying customers. And as a reminder, I know this sounds like a lot of work, but if you just take the time to write your marketing guiding statements, it will not take you that long to write your website copy.
Right. And we talk about utilizing a story-based framework a lot. And that's really important because when we talk about story, we don't mean like the once upon a time story, right? Like, we don't need you to tell the story about the pecan pie and I went to the hospital and all of these things for people to remember your brand. It's the framework that you use that gets the brain to pay attention to that. So when you use that, especially on your website, it will lead your customers to want to purchase from you or work with you or fill out a form or do whatever it is. So your competitors' websites will include like random facts and we're so good at this and here's all the things that we do and just kind of talk about them all the time. which some of that information is needed. But in contrast, your site will invite your prospects into the story where they walk away successful. And that is going to help differentiate you in the market just completely.
What would you do with an extra 45 minutes every workday? That would save you 16 hours a month or roughly 8 days a year. And over the course of your career, we're talking about over 1 year of your life saved. All that time back. Well, many independent business owners spend far more than 45 minutes a day on administrative tasks. And with HoneyBook, you can get that time back and then some. HoneyBook lets you easily manage projects, contracts, invoices, scheduling, and client communication, saving you time and allowing you to better serve your clients. For a discount on your first year of HoneyBook, visit honeybook.com and subscribe with the code PRIORITYPURSUIT. 45 minutes a day adds up quickly. Use it to focus on what matters most.
Many small businesses don't have an effective marketing strategy, and because of this, they try one tactic after another without seeing results. This not only prevents consistent business growth, it makes managing marketing efforts more difficult than it should be. As a marketing agency for small businesses, we understand how frustrating it can be when hard work doesn't deliver the results that you want. Because of this, TreeFrog has developed a proven four-step marketing system that will help any small business grow. On our website, you can also schedule a 30-minute discovery call to discuss working with TreeFrog to build a marketing strategy that will allow your small business to finally see the growth you've been working so hard to achieve. Now, I know we keep talking about like people's short attention spans and all of that. And I think there was a study done that goldfish have longer attention spans than humans, mm-hmm. but I don't, you know, really.
But that much to think about.
Right? Like squirrel. Yeah. Like we're there. But so much of having a high converting website is being able to attract and keep your prospects' attention. So the next website tweak that we want to encourage you to make is to add a clear header to the very top of your website. Now, when someone visits your website, the first thing that they should see before they scroll, before they do anything, is a clear statement that tells them exactly what you can do for them. And this immediate type of validation will make them more likely to continue browsing your website and ultimately wanting to do business with you. So here are just a few examples of clear and concise headers for various small businesses, just to give you an idea of what we mean. So if you're a plumber, you know, enjoy a worry-free experience from a top-rated Indianapolis plumbing company. And the reason that we created it that way is that their customers were worried about having a stressful experience. So we're immediately telling them, hey, you don't have to have a worry-free experience with us. We're a top-rated Indianapolis plumbing company.
You said you don't have to have a worry-free experience with us.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to have a stressful experience. We want you to have a worry-free experience. Yes. Yeah. Thanks for that. Or Indianapolis wedding photographer for the type A bride, right? There's a big difference between a type A bride that's very detail-oriented, and I want all of these things in place, as opposed to maybe just a traditional bride that is like, oh, I'm just looking for a wedding photographer. But if we tell them that they're a wedding photographer for a type A bride, me, who may be a type A bride, I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to be so detail oriented. Okay, great. I'm going to pay attention. And now I'm going to scroll down to find out a little bit more. Same thing that we put on like our website, take your company to the next level with a marketing agency for small businesses. So you can kind of see from these examples that the header isn't a time for you to be cute or abstract or kind of vague. Remember, you have less than 5 seconds to engage a potential customer and show them that you can help them. And because your header is the very first thing prospects will see, you want your header statement to be as straightforward as possible and include your main keyword. It's important, but it's also an entire another part of the show. So I'm sure mm-hmm. we have other episodes on, keyword stuff, and Victoria can talk to you all day long about that, but it is important, right? You don't need to be cute. You don't need to be abstract. Just tell people what you do and how you can help mm-hmm. them in the header.
Yes. And if you have more keyword questions, guys, please go to treefrogmarketing.com/keywords. We have a guide that walks you through exactly how to choose and use keywords for your website. But as much as I would love to talk about SEO, I am going to stay on track today. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to, you know, my very short attention span would love to talk about SEO. But yeah, anyway, adding a clear header to your website, it's just a really small tweak that you can make that does make all the difference. Like Kelly says, somebody comes to your website and immediately validates that you can help them. And then another small but effective way to increase your website's conversion rate is to include a direct call to action, or like for short, what we call a CTA. Basically, you need to clearly tell your website visitors what you want them to do.
Right. It's like telling a 2-year-old, like you can't expect them to know what to do. You just have to tell them what to do. They're thinking about so many things. They're so, you know, thinking about guiding them to do the thing they want to do. The CTAs are so, so important. Sorry. Yes. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just like, yes. Yes. Yes.
Or, even like your spouse, sometimes you need to tell them directly exactly what you need to
do. I feel like sometimes during these, when you talk, I just want to be like, amen. Yeah. Keep going. Sorry.
Like we really like what we do or something. Anyway, whether it like you need to tell your 2-year-old, like you need to tell your spouse, like you need to tell your website visitors like exactly what you want them to ultimately do. And, you know, in this situation, that could be buy now or to schedule a discovery call. And then you need to encourage them to take action by doing 3 things. So first, make sure that your CTA stands out and is actionable by putting it on colored buttons. Now, your CTA should be as concise as possible, preferably no more than 4 words. Like fewer words, the better. And then it also needs to fit nicely on a website button. Like you don't want a button with 85 words on it. Like that's confusing. Like short, concise,
like 4 words. Are,
yes, exactly. And then as you build your website or have a designer build your site, because as a reminder, as a small business owner or leader, you don't have time to build your own website. You need to take things off your plate. But anyway, put your CTA on buttons. Use color to help those buttons stand out and make your buttons link to a page where site visitors can take action. For example, if your CTA is schedule a discovery call, make the buttons take prospects to a page where they can schedule a discovery call.
Right. Don't complicate it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
From there, you want to include CTA buttons in the top right corner of your menu and then throughout your website. So as prospective customers peruse your website, they're going to be ready to take action at different times. Like, for example, some are going to need to read testimonials before deciding to work with you. Others are going to need to see the price before they are ready to schedule discovery call, buy, invest, whatever. But by placing CTA buttons strategically throughout your website, you can ensure that your website visitors can easily take action whenever they're ready, making them much more likely to inquire or purchase, like before you lose their attention. I mean, how many times like do you go to do research about something and you get near the end, but you don't take the next step, like literally because your phone rings or whatever else, like make sure the button's always available to them. And then last but not least, and this is important, use the same CTA. Remember, your website needs to give visitors clarity. If every button on a webpage gives your website visitors a different instruction and takes them to a different webpage, you're only going to cause confusion and increase your chances of losing a prospect. Instead, use the same CTA over and over and over again so that website visitors know exactly what they need to do to work with you, buy from you. Now, the exception is if you have, you know, an opt-in on a service or product page, that's going to allow you to put them on your sales funnel and continue the conversation. But what you don't want to do is have, you know, a service page where there are some options to schedule a discovery call, and then there are like 85 options to other resources and things. Like people are going, they might check out your resources, but they're not going to get to the end point because there are just too many options.
Right. And it's going to feel like a lot if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to put a call to action in each of these sections. Yeah. It does. Because when we as business owners read a website, like our own websites, we read it from top to bottom. But your customers aren't doing that. They're kind of scanning. And then, so whatever section that they land in, you need to remind them what to do. So don't feel like you're overwhelming them with all these CTA buttons, because they don't read it the same way that you do.
Exactly. And if you want to see an example of how to use CTA buttons, like just go to our website, treefrogmarketing.com. Our CTA is schedule a discovery call. And if you go to our site and look through our different service pages, you're going to quickly notice CTA buttons all over the place telling prospective customers what to do next. Now, remember, if you are leaving room for uncertainty on your site by not clearly telling website visitors what they need to do, you are drastically increasing the likelihood that people will leave your site before taking action. In other words, without a clear CTA, you are missing out on business. So add one. Super easy tweak.
Right. Because why? People's attention spans are short.
Yeah.
You know, but when you have CTA buttons throughout your website, you will increase conversion simply because you've made taking action possible for them. And before they like forget what they need to be doing because mm-hmm. it's right there. Right. But the fifth way to increase your website's conversion rate is to make sure that your site is easy for your ideal customers to use and navigate. So basically, make sure that your website doesn't require users to do a bunch of clicking or detective work to find the information they need. So we recommend only including like 5 or 6 options in the main navigation because you need to make it extremely easy for people to find what they're looking for. I know this sounds like it's easy and it's a no-brainer, but it can become a challenge. So really take some time to think about how your main navigation should be laid out from a customer's perspective, not necessarily yours. Because if they're not part of your industry and they're not thinking like you, they're like, oh, this should be in resources and it's 5 clicks down, they're not going to find it. So just think about it from your customer's perspective and not necessarily yours and try to make it as easy as possible for them to find things. Also, you need to make sure that your website loads quickly. So if it takes a long time to load, users are likely to get frustrated and just leave. So ideally, your website should load within 2 seconds or less. And you can check the load time of your website by using Google's PageSpeed Insight tool. We'll put a link in the show notes so you can just Google it. And if your site is slow, Insights will give you tips for improving your load time, which will improve your customer's site experience, which again will help to increase your conversion rates. So
mm-hmm. yes.
pay attention to speeds. Yeah.
Yeah. And we won't get into this, but having fast load times is also great for SEO. It's going to help your website rank higher. It's going to help you get in front of people who are actively looking for your products and services. But yes, I'm going to stay off of that topic and moving on. The last tweak we want to encourage you to make to your website is simply to make sure that your site includes the information your prospects need. You know, is price important to them? If so, make sure your pricing is clear. Are your prospects looking for a widget with a specific feature? If so, make sure that's highlighted on your site. And are your prospects comparing your packages to your competitors? Like, if so, you know, detail your package options. Make sure that's clearly laid out. While I do want to encourage you to check out our free guide, 8 things every small business's website must include to convert visitors into paying customers, via the link in the show notes or by going to treefrogmarketing.com/website. Your website's conversion rate is going to drastically, drastically increase when you simply make sure your site answers your ideal client's questions. And then also, not only will this increase sales, but it's also going to allow your website to better filter leads for you, meaning you and your team won't need to spend nearly as much time communicating with inquiries who aren't a good fit, because your site will better help your website visitors pre-qualify themselves. You know, for instance, if your price is listed on your website, they can easily see like, oh, I can afford them or I can't afford them. And they will inquire if they can, and they will move on if they cannot. And you won't have to have a price conversation via your inbox.
Right. And who mm-hmm. doesn't want to spend more time talking to qualified leads
yeah.
than trying to convince people that they need their product or service? I mean, how many times have mm-hmm. that, you know, businesses have been in the, oh, I really want to use you guys, but I can't afford it. What can you do for this? Or what can you do for yeah. that? And sometimes there's just no wiggle room in what you do. Pricing is what it is. So again, yep. going back to what you said, Victoria, if price is important, if that's what you're competing mm-hmm. on, or that's something that you've identified in your marketing guiding statements that is important to your customers, mm-hmm. make sure that it's in there because it will do lots of things.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So as we wrap up this episode, I do want to remind everyone that your website is your small business's most powerful marketing tool. After identifying your ideal client and clarifying your messaging, website development is the first thing that we recommend that small businesses invest in from a marketing perspective. So from working with hundreds of small businesses, we know how important your website conversions rates matter to your overall business and bottom line. So please be sure to create your marketing guiding statements and then implement the tweaks that we talked about today in your website. If you already have a website live, or if you're creating a new one, so that you can really start seeing those results.
And while we hope you found this episode, if you want to make your website even more powerful, again, we want to encourage you to check out our free guide, 8 Things Every Small Business's Website Must Include to Convert Visitors into Paying Customers. We will link this guide in the show notes, or you can find it by visiting treefrogmarketing.com/website. There is nothing we want more than to see your small business succeed. And the truth is, you need a website that converts, because without one, you are limiting your company's growth. Mm-hmm.
So on that note, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Priority Pursuit. If you enjoyed this episode, we hope that you'll take a moment to share it with your small business friends, to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and that you'll join us next week for even more marketing, boundary, and priority-driven tactics that you can use to build a life and small business that you love.